I assume you probably got some calls to try to trade down there, and you obviously resisted and took Jadarian. Just kind of what went into the thought process there? Were you like, well,
yeah, great player, great person. We thought we had some opportunities for a minute. They fell apart. There's a lot of trading going on there, right ahead of us. He kind of stood alone. I mean, great player, the person's outstanding, the competitor. He's a Seahawk. It's really cool. I mean, we were kind of actually concerned that people were going to go ahead of us because it was, it felt like it was just so out there, you know, in terms of like mock drafts and what have you.
You thought somebody was going to jump ahead of you for him. Mm-hmm.
What about the person, the character, Mason? Mike, you talk about the culture you created. How are you projecting him merging with that culture?
Well, I think it's a testament to our process and like the alignment we have from the personnel folks all the way to like Thomas Hammack, the process on the coaching side. I think the great thing that we've done in the 3 years that we've worked together is especially in the first round, the guys we brought onto our team were really confident about like the type of people they are and the type of the Seahawk way of doing business around here. So that, in addition to being a great player and being dynamic and our vision for him and our offense, I mean, just can't help but be really excited about it. So I think it's a great fit.
What about him? So that's a Seahawk. That's a guy.
I think it just comes in different forms, right? But you learn about the person, about the leadership, the resiliency, the humility. Just the commitment to Notre Dame by staying there.
Yeah, loyalty. Yeah,
loyalty. It's like family story. All those things. I mean, it's a great, cool story. Someone that you get excited about. You love talking to, and you can envision him. Sticking out here, like you can feel him in the building and feel like he's one of us. So,
you talked about the fit in the offense.
He gets fighting for airtime.
Talk about the fit in the offense. How do you foresee his skill set meshing with the offense that Ken Walker had so much success in for you guys last year?
Well, we're going to run wide zone, and he's going to run wide zone, and then we're going to run some gap scheme. He's going to run some of that too, and then. And the pass game can come alive too. I think that's a part of our offense in general that we can take another step in, is including our halfbacks in the pass game. So, and then he's a great special team player as well. I mean, the kick return stuff. We'll see how it shakes out in other phases, but he's gonna come in, compete with the rest of the guys, and let's go rock and roll.
John, he's not a starter there at Notre Dame for reasons, obviously. Yeah. Only had 5 catches. What's the challenge of trying to project some of that, both on the workload front and the receiving front, when you're trying to figure out what he can be as a full package for you when you didn't necessarily have that in college?
Yeah, great question. But believe it or not, it really wasn't that hard, because his pro day was outstanding. You could see the way, I'm very good friends with his agent. His agent went to him, a couple of years ago and was like, hey, you need to, improve in the passing game or whatever. And so he would, on his own, listen to him, went and got with his receiver, the receivers group, and work with those guys, receiver coach too. I think it's a pretty cool story that these two guys got drafted in the first round too, from the same school. And it was really a story you watched all fall. I mean, these guys were dynamic, the two of these guys, different runners, I feel like, it's actually kind of like talking to you guys about JSN, just like with his high school career in Texas. It was like 5,000 yards and say 55 touchdowns.
Yeah, 55.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the running back coach?
You both talked about loyalty. Over the past few years, you've been rewarding players that stay at their school instead of transferring. Why is loyalty such an important part of being a Seahawk?
I don't know if we've explicitly talked about it. I think it's just part of the overall picture of the person that we evaluate, and it probably isn't a coincidence that it keeps coming up. But. I don't know, John.
I think that stuff just manifests itself in our competitor scale too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a level of of there's certain, you know, character aspects that you have to conduct yourself in a certain manner to be able to compete at that level too. So yeah, it's really just part of our whole character score.
That's a better answer.
John, you mentioned that in the first round that the trades, that was kind of hard to figure out. Were you surprised by how many trades were happening over and over in the last one ever was about
it? Yeah, it was weird. I thought we were going back for sure. And then things just went like, no. So I think everybody must have been hyper-focused there with like Rutledge, Chris Johnson, Falk. I forget who else written there. Sorry, it just happened.
Can you guys talk about the role your running back coach played in making this choice?
Yeah, I mean, we're all part of it.
Yeah.
He did have great Zoom interviews, though. Like, he had a great Zoom interview with...
Thomas is a stud. He's a beast. I mean, I think he's just kind of dove in head first with how we operate here, and he's someone that I've leaned on since he's got here in terms of some of like the big picture head coaching stuff. I mean, obviously you trust his opinion on. I mean, been coaching high level running backs for a really long time, in addition to being a really successful head coach. So, I think it's about par for the course on like on position coach involvement in terms of our process.
What are some of the skills as a runner that stand out?
Man. Instant acceleration, vision, like cutback ability, but his ability to work it back, like not just completely bouncing it all the time, just kind of like work it back inside. And then probably it's just his contact balance.
How much were Ty Simpson and John complicated your efforts to trade back?
I'm not sure. I can't answer that.
Was a quarterback the dynamic that you anticipated would be a 32?
Well, you know, you try to project these things out, and, you know, we identified a couple teams that it might happen with, but it was a little, I don't know who was trying to trade for him or not. I can't answer that.
You measured 203 at the combine. How does that factor in the eval, and what would be the ideal weight you'd want to play at?
I think that's a little light. I think that was a few pounds lighter than he said he played at. I think it's one of those things where once we get him in our program and figure out what the best like body comp is for him. I mean, I don't know if there's an ounce of fat on him, but we'll look at it and see what's best for us and best for him and kind of go from there, right? I mean, we'll see.
He's 11 touchdowns. What does that say about his finishing ability and decisiveness?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, his one of his super talents is basically just his ability to cut back and then kind of like crease it. And he's just got that, like, I mean, he has home run speed. He has a lot of explosive runs. And he's returned 3 kickoffs for touchdowns in his career, 2 this year. You know, that's such a unique feel. The USC game was ridiculous. Just like that, you know, that's like the instant acceleration.
John, you talked about how you guys got your team
I'm sorry, that was a big gap. I'm trying to think of it, but I don't want to give away. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But yeah, it was a little more. It's been a little bit. It's unique. It's been a unique first round.
Like, obviously, you guys.
It went really fast. It was
3 hours.
Yeah.
You have Rashid, but do you anticipate Jadarian helping out on kickoff return?
We're going to train him, and we'll just take it from there. So that's probably all I know right now.
when you identify somebody, you talk about Jadari and say he's a Seahawk. How is it instantaneous when you meet somebody that you kind of know right off the bat, or is it take a few minutes? How does that usually?
I mean, John can answer it too. To me, it's kind of just the culmination of the whole process. I think it happens at different times. I think probably the common denominator is like the shared excitement from everyone that's had like a encounter with these people, and that's what gets you fired up. Is a lot of people that you respect, and they know that they know them very way better than I do, and then yeah, that's what gets you fired up about it.
Yeah, there's concern. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Yeah. No, I did honestly think we were gonna be able to move there for a minute and still maybe have a shot at him. But sometimes these things, they just don't work out. We talked about it on the radio show today. I mean, 2021, I believe. We had the 3 picks and we really wanted D. And so we picked him. And then the next pick, it was like we couldn't really move. And then same thing. So just at some point, you have to make a decision.
As you guys studied, I keep mispronouncing the name, Jadari, was there a play that like really stood
out? JD. Cool kids call him JD, yeah.
Was there a play that really you guys like watched over and over again that really stood out?
Oof, that's a good question.
It's like a swing pass against Pitt.
Yeah, that was cool. The Arkansas kind of swing pass. Was
Arkansas.
Kind of swing pass and cut all the way back. I guess I wasn't done answering the question.
You get that? No.
Philosophically, are you like, hey, he's a first round guy. Was Zach hurt right now? He's RB1 from the first snap, or do you kind of more put him in the back of the line and he's got to earn his way up? Like, where are you on? How do you stand on that type of?
I think we'll just. I don't have a standing philosophy, honestly. Just come in, coach him up. You know, he'll get reps with all the groups probably at some point, and we'll go from there. You know, we're not just gonna stick him right there with the ones. He's gonna have ample opportunity to earn a bunch of carries and a bunch of touches.
Mike, you mentioned Jadari's family life. You talked about his mom's kind of
us. Yep.
Did you see how that made him, or what kind of impact that was, or what that spoke to you about?
Well, I'm hearing the story from the people that are involved in the process, and you know, it's an interesting exercise to put yourself in their shoes from when that happened in their life, and it like that really grounds you pretty quickly, you know, and so I mean a lot of these guys throughout the whole process, you're just like, holy smokes, man, like. You know, for them to be able to put themselves in this situation, their lives, given a lot of things that they've had to go through, is just really, really impressive. So you can't help but respect a lot of these guys.
John, some of the scouting reports on have some concern listed about ball security. What have you kind of seen from him in that area and scouting him and evaluating?
Yeah, I think it's 3 times in the last 2 seasons, and it's something that, I mean, Thomas Hammock's awesome. I mean, he was already talking to him about some things on these Zoom calls, you know. So, I'm sure he'll improve.
Mike, as you're evaluating whether he is RB1, RB2, wherever he is, what is Zach's timeline, by the way? Just a rough timeline.
I can't give you a timeline right now, but I can tell you he's killing it. Like, he's just as we knew he would.
Yeah.
You know, we've said it the whole life. If you're going to bet on anybody, it's Zach Charbonnet. But I'm excited for him. He's in great spirits. Like, you know, the guys downstairs are doing a great job with him. And you know, I think you just with these long-term injuries, you just got to, like, you know, I say it all the time, you just got to, like, stack these things. You got to be able to get to the next thing and then go rip it. And that's what he's doing. So I'm excited for Zach.
John, whether it was Jadarian or someone else, how big of a priority was coming out of this draft with the running back for you?
I mean, it was important. It wasn't any, I mean, we weren't going to like completely force it, but it was important. There's still some darn good running backs left, but, It was definitely, you know, if you said, hey, your needs, yeah, it was definitely one of our, and we just lost a you know, a really good runner in Ken Walker, you know. So yeah.
Anything else? Brian brought us
you could, so that's a yes, Dave. Yeah.
If you could draft a running back, that'd be pick, you would.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your background?
I played the position growing up, and okay, Brian. And then, you know, when I started, it was like the position I was best at evaluating. And so, like, I didn't really know how to evaluate safeties as very well or quarterbacks. So I was kind of like, well, this running back's pretty good, and that running back's pretty good, and that guy's good at this and that, you know. So, yeah, he's not wrong.
All right, thank you.
On that note, have a good evening.
See you guys tomorrow. Thank you.